another wonderful day to serve God and the beginning of a new year to do it. So it all depends on now what we do with this new year and how we use it, whether we make it profitable and good in serving God or not. It's up to us. What we have been given by God, and it's up to us to use it for God. Thank God. Thank God for donuts. How many of you like donuts? Pretty good, isn't it? Yeah, I like donuts. And I think it shows it perhaps a little. Or perhaps bagels, if you're Jewish. you know, that nice, round. But the question is, what's wrong with that bagel or donut? You know, I find a lot of times that I see something there that isn't useful and profitable to me. I might like it different. And so this morning I'm going to talk about some of the things of how we should look at this donut. Maybe it's too plain. I don't see any jelly in the center or anything. Maybe, you know, I look at our church and I think, oh, we're awfully plain. I look at our building out here, and it doesn't look like a church. Of course, that depends on what we view as a church. That's a perception. But it's kind of plain. It's old-fashioned, maybe. We want to have the new things that are going on. And the size isn't big enough, maybe. You know, maybe somebody likes a little donut, or somebody likes those great big ones. The shape of it. Maybe I'd prefer a square donut. Or, you know, just, I want something different. I'm tired of the old, that flavor. Maybe we should have jalapenos. Or maybe it's peppermint. We'd like a different flavor. The factory isn't all that neat. It should be done differently. The company leadership. Those guys down there, I don't think they're in tune with the world. The cost, that's too much. I would like a cheaper one. Of course, with all the goodies. And then there's that hole. Isn't that thing awful? That hole. You know, I can get all concerned about that hole. You know, if I get my eye up close enough, I can't even see the donut. I just look through the hole. That hole is a problem. It just drives me to distraction. So I can focus on the hole. And this is the way the year can be for next year. What are we going to focus on? What is important? How should we view the things that we do not agree with or we don't like? How do we deal with it? Jesus likened the kingdom to making bread. Matthew 13:33, it says, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. You know, when I was a kid, I first got acquainted with donuts. You know how we made them? When Mom made bread on Mondays, she would take some of the dough sometimes, and I always look forward to this. She'd spread that dough out and roll it out, and then she'd take a cutter and cut those donuts out. and deep fry them. I love those days. That wonderful donut. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven. Put into it, like she raised that bread, and it's there until the whole is leavened. And that's what we're doing. It's our responsibility to spread the leaven, to grow, to progress. You know, God is mostly concerned about what is put into the dough, not particularly the shape of it. 1 Corinthians 5:6 says, "Know ye not that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?" 1 Corinthians 5:7 and 8 says, "Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us." You know what leaven is? It's yeast. "Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." So let's take a look at the kind of leaven, or the indications of the leaven that we have. You know, we can get a good, pretty good idea of whether the leaven is good by looking at the donut. What happened to the donut? Well, when we started out, 1954, we arrived with nothing. We started the church in a little house over on 4th Avenue Southwest. In 1955, we bought a church building in Riverton. It wasn't much, but in time we added on to it. And then that little house that we had, we fixed it up and we sold it to get the house next to the church for a parsonage and classes. In 1967, after 13 years, we grew until I was able to go full time. And we continued to grow and overflow our building. In 1970, we decided, the question was, shall we buy a new building or build a building, which we didn't really have the money to build it, and we didn't know where we could buy something. We thought maybe it's better if we take part of this dough and move it to West Seattle. And so we helped start a second congregation in West Seattle. It's now the Crown Hill Church when it was moved to Crown Hill, North Seattle. And we called Myron Wells in to do this. He did a good job, and the church got started. In 1971, we started the Philadelphia Road Band and the Coffee Houses. That was a fun thing, and we reached people, and some people are still here, I believe, from it. In 1974, we helped start Camp Dudley. We've always emphasized our young people. That's why we have so many. We've concentrated on them and given ourselves to trying to help them grow. And so we entered into this work with others, other churches, to start Camp Dudley. And it grew. And finally, we had three camps. In 1975, we moved to our present building. We had overflowed again, and we moved in to the back part of this building, to the kitchen area and the back area that you can see back there. And it was all divided off into rooms. I did it myself to be able to live there because we didn't, and we sold the property down in Riverton. We got this building because the previous church had failed. This was, the Lutheran church used to have this. They built it, I believe, in 1957, and I don't know what year they sold it, but when we got it, they got in a squabble among themselves and had problems, and the result was that, as many churches do, it failed. And so they sold it to the school. And the school kept it for 5 years. And they had bought it for $125,000, and we bought it for $97,000. In 1976, we bought the house next door, over here, to use as a parsonage, and to have the garage for the tool shop and workplace. Again, I helped to provide part of that money for my own insurance. In 1978, we cooperated in starting Seattle Christian College with the two other churches. And that has continued on down to today. We're still doing that. 1978, we also helped start the Kent Hill Church under the leadership of Don Fleming, which is now the Cedar Ridge Church. We took part of our congregation and helped them to get started. In 1978, we also helped the Westside Church move to the Crown Hill area, and we gave part of our congregation that was coming from way up north to them. In 1980, the Good Shepherd Daycare was started under the leadership of Shirley Nestle, which continued for almost 20 years. In 1982, we helped start the Seattle Youth Rally. And we've been leading participants through the years, mostly through the efforts of Daryl Chase Sr. and Daryl Jr. In 1983, Chuck Mitchell, Daryl Chase, and myself were ordained elders in the church. 1989, we helped start a New Life Northwest Family Camp, which I presently direct. In 2003, our young adults, in cooperation with others, started the Young Christian Adults Retreat, YCAR. We call them Yakkers. We have helped others also. We haven't been selfish about what we've done. We've reached out to try to help others many other places. We helped start the church at Longview. I helped the Peninsula Church for 7 years, traveling on and off on my traveling on my Sundays off from preaching here. We helped start and participated in an evangelistic effort to start churches in Yakima and Spokane. I worked for years in a ministry to help people out of the Jehovah's Witnesses, and I still speak at their Northwest Bible Conference. We participate in missionary efforts in Africa and other areas around the world. And we've contributed to people in other places who are in need. Let's look at the congregational dynamics. What have we done? Or where are we? Our attendance are well over 100 almost every Sunday morning. That's not bad. That's about twice the size of either of our sister churches, although at one time they were twice the size of us. That's good. You know, we've never had a time that we slipped back and lost ground and began to really go into a slide. Sometimes people come, they go. That's natural with churches. But churches all over the country are struggling, a lot of churches, and we have done well. We have Sunday and Wednesday evening services with good attendances. A lot of churches don't have Wednesday evening or Sunday evenings. We found it works, regardless. We have an excellent balance of all ages of people in this church. Young people, children, I love to see those little kids, older people, all ages. A lot of churches, they get to be either the old people or just young people. But we've gained a good balance, and I appreciate that. We have lots of young married people with little children. That's really neat. Our elderly people are well looked for after. I visit them, and Sam and Melinda do a lot of taking care of them and looking after them. I really appreciate that. We are blessed. We have one of the best represented percentage of young people anywhere. Our church has a dominant number of young people comparative to most churches. Leadership. We've had a strong eldership for years. Chuck Mitchell, Dale Chase, Sr., and myself. Bob Robusty was with us for a while, for a few years there, and he's recently moved to Spokane, though. But it's been good. And I really appreciate the brothers that we work with. You know, a lot of churches, very few churches have elderships. Or they have very unqualified elderships. There's very few churches that have elderships. Our two sister churches don't. And I've seen churches where they had real problems because people were upset because they couldn't get elders. Part of that, of course, is that leaders who come in, who you hire from someplace, they want to run things, and if they have elders, they want to just rubber stamp. And they don't really, the elders don't really lead the church. We have an evangelist who spends his time really evangelizing, Don Fleming. In a lot, most churches, the preacher is the guy who has to call on everybody and do all of these things. But Don works with newer people mostly in the church and counseling people who are in need. We have great deacons. I appreciate Travis Rowden, Dan France, and Jeff Hoffelner. And their job is to lead the church in taking care of the ministry of the physical things. And they're developing all the time and growing. They have an excellent youth and education minister, Darrell Jr. He works hard. And he does a lot of things, and I appreciate that. He works with the young people, and he works expanding and developing the educational activities. And it's not an easy job, because I did it for years myself, and I know. College training, we provide that. I do that. Very few churches anyplace have college training in the congregations. We have classes presently, a survey of the Bible. We're covering all the books of the Bible. And we have a class for teachers. We just need more people in the classes to learn to teach. But the opportunity is there. It is provided. Counseling and marriages. Primarily Don Fleming and Darrell Chase, Sr., are doing that. We kind of have a situation where we have different people doing different things, and we don't try to run over each other. That's the nice thing, the way we work. Don Fleming leads in evangelism calls. He gets out there and rustles. And when people come here to the church, almost always he gets their name, if he possibly can, and he gets back to them. Keith Leslie oversees the coordination of our Sunday morning program. A lot of people aren't seeing that are doing all kinds of things. They're just doing it. Keith is very quiet. He goes around and makes sure that all of these things that have been planned and organized get done. finances. You know, God has really blessed us. Praise God. He's blessed us with 4 acres of property. We have really nice property, shrubs, trees, flowers, and the people of the church here keep it up very well. You know, the dandelions don't just grow all over this property. They get pulled out. Weeds, we weed them out. The leaves get removed, put away. And we have people who mow. I try to be the main backup on that. If it doesn't get mowed by somebody else, then I get out there and see that it gets done. So things don't grow leg high and turn brown and fall over in the yard. Have you gone to churches sometimes and you see weeds all over and things unkept, the lights in the building are half out, things? I have different churches. And it's not easy to keep all that up, but everybody has to work. And that's one great thing about this congregation is everybody has worked together so well to get the job done. Praise God for the donut. We have a functionally good building that we have made sound and attractive. When we came here, these were cement floors with cracks in them. A lot of the heating systems didn't work. We bought our benches over from the other church, and they filled part of this auditorium. Since then, we put carpeting down all over the building, or various things that, tile and things like that. Our only debt out of all of this is the remainder of the sewer assessment. All the work we've done, our debt is zip, except for the sewer assessment that came to us here a few years back. And that's been paid down a lot. And we're paying down more all the time. It won't be too long before we'll have it all cleared up. We have 3 people partially employed: Ralph Johnson, Don Fleming, and Daryl Chase Jr. When I say partially employed, with regard to myself, I might say that we're living on our Social Security also in order to keep the costs down that we have to live on. And we pay for a lot of the things for the parsonage and other things. So none of us receives very much. I think I get what I figured out was the church's cost for my wages alone is around $12,000 a year. Parsonage is owned free and clear. It provides my office, and the garage holds our tools and equipment to maintain things. Praise God. Daryl Chase and Chris Leslie count the offering, record the roll, and write the cards. Helen Johnson and Jeff Hoffelner maintain the financial records. We own the needed tools and equipment to maintain the property in our garage. I can't even hardly get in there. So much. We have an excellent library and teaching resources. One of the best. You can go to very few churches where you'll find any more than a few dusty books stuck away on the shelf. Here you can research. We have a nice fenced play yard for the kids. I think that's a nice thing. It could be better, but again, I'm not so interested in looking at the hole as I am the donut. Women's ministries. We are blessed. Throughout our history, the women have been active in many areas. The women have, for many years, maintained their women's breakfast. That's surprising. The men kind of washed out on that. We used to have breakfast every month, but the men just kind of, well, we don't want to go, or we don't have the time, or whatever, and they never did. So, okay, we got the hole. They got the donut. They provide cakes and meals for work days, weddings, funerals, birthdays, so forth. Shirley Nisley and Melinda Mata have been the main ones, I think, in leading that, although there are many others. You know, one thing I've got to say here, I can't tell you all the people and all the things that people do. I just sat down and thought, this would be an interesting idea of how much we have, how much we can thank God for. So much that the women do in so many ways. I see all kinds of things. They're constantly doing things. The ladies quilting and sewing. Lucky has kind of been one of the key persons, and Shirley again, in moving that ahead. But I think that's neat that the ladies get together and do these things. Last year, or 2 years ago, we announced on our camp that we would like to have more activities for the women coming in. Some preacher wrote me a letter and he said, we need to be preaching the gospel instead of wasting our time on these other activities. They've got books and college things they can go to. Well, I don't agree. I thank God for all the good things that our good ladies do. Ellen Johnson cares for the communion preparation. You maybe don't see that. But when there was a miss the other day due to excess usage, a number of people that were here, somebody felt it. And they missed something. Well, somebody's taking care of those things. So many things are being done. And I can't give enough credit to all the people. I can't even think of all the people doing everything. Jerry Mitchell is in charge of the calendar. Many times people forget that. And they just go and write something down, or somebody else decides they're going to do it. But actually, she's the one that's supposed to clear that. Judy Buehler decorates the bulletin boards, I've noticed. And I appreciate every person's efforts, whatever they do. Many of our ladies teach classes. You know, that's one of our problems of trying to have, when are you going to teach them when they're teaching? I'm thankful for all the people who participate in teaching these little kids. Now, we should always have them maybe learn to teach better. We've got some professional teachers, but we can't make everybody a professional. But, you know, I really appreciate the efforts that they put into that. And so many of them doing their part as best they can. Maintenance. This is a big operation. Do you know how much of a problem it is to just maintain this property? It doesn't just happen by osmosis, you know. It's because it is organized. There are people there. There are plans. There are the needs, and the deacons get in there and they plan these things out, and we work with them as leaders of the church. It doesn't happen by accident. People are working. Work days each month in charge of the deacons. You realize how much these leaves are that are moved every year? Now, we could cut all the trees down. Some have actually advocated that. But, you know, I have to give credit for the donut. I like the trees. The leaves are pretty, too, even though they're a pain. But, you know, I thank God that we've got it. And we've got people who do it. They clean these things up every year. And I praise God for the work that they do. So many young people, all kinds of girls, boys, and so on, get out there. A lot of work is done on other days, not just work days. We thank God that we have a work day. Do you know how few churches have a work day every month to maintain their facilities? Very few. And but we do, and we've had it since we started the church. We've always tried to look after things by getting together. Excuse me. The grounds, the care, the construction, repainting, repairs. I come over here and people are working in the library or something else. They're constantly doing things. We've been blessed with good people who put in the sewers and strengthen the building, clear the leaves, and many other things. You know, we put in our own sewers here. Thank God for the people who got together and did that job. It could have cost us many thousands of dollars. Musicians. I don't have them all even listed here. I tried to give us some of them. Don Fleming, Becky Jesse, Kerry Hawkes, Adam Kilborn, Greg Sandahl. The musicians are really bless us. And they aren't perfect musicians. They're just ordinary people who are trying to serve God and give what they have. And I appreciate what they have done. I especially appreciate it when there are no musicians. So I thank God that there are people who do these things. Cleaning and decorating the auditorium is being done by many people. I appreciate all the work that they put in on that. Dave Maynard primarily maintains the rest of the building. You know, do you really know how much Dave is here and does those things? Amazing. I appreciate the efforts. Thank God. The bus pickup by Sam Mata. As he goes down, Kathy Hewitt, as they go out in the mornings, they're there every day. I don't have to call up and say, Sam, are you coming today? No, it happens. They look after those things. The website is cared for by Jeff Hoffholder. A lot of work goes into that. He does a great job. Oh, you know, we'd like to have it different. Yeah, so would I, in a lot of things, and in a lot of areas. But I thank God for the donut. The sound system. Ted Hawkes, John Malzberger, excuse me, and others who have who participated in that. And the overhead projection system. Almost everyone here does something. Thank God. I appreciate them. Our building, we have a carpeted and tiled floors. We put in a baptistry and dressing room. Did you know that when we first came here, there wasn't any baptistry here, and there wasn't any here outside. We put that in. We built additional benches and padded them. Those benches didn't have any padding when we came here. We bought chairs for additional seating. We got about 60. We got 60 back there. And we can seat about 160 people in this auditorium. That's what we're legally allowed. I think it's 165, in fact, but we can only see about 160. We put in stained glass windows. These used to be just big open windows that just looked out on the outside. We pushed out the back wall to extend. There's an extra 12 feet by 30 feet back there that we have opened up because the congregation has continued to grow. We put in a good sound system. Oh, it could be better. Sometimes some of the things on the keyboard on the board don't work right, or somebody messes around with it. It gets it all plugged in wrong. But, you know, I thank God for the people who are doing the best they can and for the equipment we have. It's a lot better than when we began. We didn't have anything to start off with. And then I remember Al Shipp used to have, we put in a little PA system on the side there, and Al used to sit back there and handle that. This is a huge hump from that. We put in an overhead projection system so that now we can see things that we're wanting to display for people. We have a baby grand piano over here. We have guitars, a drum set, amp systems, and other instruments. Been a lot done and a lot contributed. We have a great deal of teaching resources, commonly kept sorted by Carolyn Chase. It's out in the, we have one area that specifically assigned for that. And we have the other areas, we have places for materials and things. Restrooms. Do you remember the restrooms? How they used to be? Oh, these restrooms are just a blessing. I'm so grateful for the restrooms. They're nicely painted and tiled. Travis and Colleen did a lot of the painting. Con and his son, I believe, did the, or I'm not sure who all, but anyway, tiled the floors and things. A lot of work. The library back there is under construction. We're moving it from out here to a classroom into the side area there. And people are over here working on that from day to day, from time to time. And I've been spending a lot of time getting the books listed and things on the computer. The roof recently covered. That was a huge shot. And there are things we still want to, there are still problems we're trying to deal with. But I thank God for the donut, you know. We'll deal with the other things. Do the best we can. So thank God for donuts. This morning as we stand and sing, let's think about the family of God and all we have and thank God for it. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Let's be standing, please.
Sorry, I'm speaking to this.
Doing double work. I've been washed in the fountain, and by His blood, joined with Jesus as we shall hold His Son. For a part of the family of God.